Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
You know, as we look to our God loves us in so many ways. The Bible expresses in both the Old and New Testament alike concerning our God's love, and not only does God tell us how much He loves us, our God shows us on a continual basis the love that He has. He provides for the essential things that we need to sustain life here. But you know, that which supersedes the expression of God's love through the things that He provides for us to sustain our physical life is the way in which God is there for us to provide the spiritual life that each of us so need and desire in Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, the Bible tells us that God sent Christ into the world. And in sending Jesus to the world, He came as a fulfillment of our God's plan for the redemption of man. But also, we realize that He came to exemplify the ultimate in our God's love. Whenever Jesus Christ came to this world, good people, the Scripture tells us in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10 that He came to seek and to save those who were lost. And Jesus did everything that one could ever imagine one to do who came to do that, to seek and to save the lost. He was constantly engaged in the lives of individuals. He wanted them to understand who He was and what He came to do. And we see the multiple ways in which He expressed our God's love, but also how He demonstrated our God's love. Good people, as we look to the context of the life of Christ, we find is that Jesus went everywhere preaching and teaching about the fact that He came to save the world. And there was a group of people who continually opposed Him, and that was the Pharisees. And Jesus had taught the Pharisees on a number of occasions, and in the context of Luke chapter 9 as well as Mark chapter 9, He had been speaking to the Pharisees, and He had journeyed off then, and we find is that as He had gone off, a multitude of people came unto Him. Luke's account tells us that they were waiting on Christ. Why were they waiting on Christ? Good people, because He had taught them as one having authority. He had taught these individuals concerning what it is that He came to do, and they were impressed, but also Jesus our Lord had performed multiple miracles before the people. In the context of Luke chapter 9, verses 40 and following, we see that the daughter of a ruler had died. Luke actually reveals unto us is that this ruler had came to Jesus and that he had begged concerning him that he would come into his house. And in this, it says that his daughter was dying. Mark tells us is that his daughter had just died. So therefore, Luke says that in the process of this ruler coming to Christ, that his daughter was dying, but yet at the same time of the time in which he reaches Christ, his daughter had just died. And can you imagine how devastated this man was? The Scripture says in the context that Jairus had came to worship our Lord. But not only had he come to worship the Lord, he understood that Jesus had the power to heal. That Jesus possessed the power to not only heal his daughter, if she were still in a live state, whenever he had coming to her, but also in all of this, he realizes that Jesus possessed the power to raise his daughter from the dead. And for that reason, the Scripture identifies unto us is that Jairus fell to the ground and he begged Jesus, our Lord, to come into his house, to give attention to his daughter who had just died. What is it that Jesus did? Good people, the Bible tells us is that Jesus certainly would have had compassion upon this man and upon the loss that he had just faced. And the Bible identifies unto us is that Jesus Christ our Lord arose immediately and he went and he followed Jairus. You know, there's another situation here in the background in regard to this situation with Jairus and the daughter that has just died. As the multitude of people has come in and around Christ, one person has touched the hem of his garment. And Jesus turned and he says, "Who has touched me?" And everyone denied that they had done that. But yet at the same time, we know that Jesus Christ our Lord understands, knows all things, and certainly he knew who had touched him. Who is it that had touched him? A woman had touched the garment of our Lord. And the Scripture tells us explicitly concerning this woman is that she had had an issue with the flowing of blood for 12 years. This woman had this annoying health issue that she could not get rid of. She had gone to the best doctors of the day, seeking their medical advice and their medical attention. She had exhausted every fund that she had. She had put everything that she had on the line in order for these doctors to give her the cure to her problem. But yet at the same time, they were not able to do so. And she evidently had heard about Christ. Why? Because she had worked her way through the mob of people there that day, and she thought to herself, not only do I want to see Jesus, not only do I want to hear Him, but she thought to herself, if I can just get to Him, He's full of God. He's full of energy. He's full of being able to perform miracles. And if I can just get to Him and to touch His garment, that's what I want to do. And good people, that's exactly what she did. And what is it that Jesus said unto this woman? He looked to her and He says, your faith has made you whole or made you well. This woman had a faith in our God that was unparalleled to anything that she had had faith in before. She before had put her faith in doctors, but now she put her faith in the great physician who was able to cleanse her and to make her whole again. The context of Matthew, Mark, and Luke goes on to reveal is that Jesus went on to Jairus' house and He raised Jairus' daughter back to life again. Jesus Christ, our Lord, has the power to heal and to save even into this very day. And the question that I want to pose before us first off is, do you know the One who sent Jesus Christ into the world? The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 3 and verse 16 that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For He did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world. Why did He not send Jesus into the world to condemn the world? Good people, because the world was already condemned without Christ, and therefore He sent Him into the world so that the world might be saved. And who is it that sent Jesus into the world? Good people, He sent Jesus into the world, and that is the Father in heaven. And it's essential that we come to know not only Christ, but that we come to know our God. But also, do you trust the One who has the power to save? This woman trusted in Jesus and His power to heal her. And today, our God wants you and me to trust in Christ who has the power to heal us. Not only physically, and certainly we trust in His power to do that, and we pray whenever we have needs, and we know that God's going to work according to His will with our desires also, but more so spiritually. Jesus Christ is indeed the One who has the power to save. And where do we draw this from? Where do we come to an understanding concerning the power of Christ, His power to forgive us and to heal us spiritually? Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." We need to understand concerning the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. Why? Because whenever we look to Christ and we identify His love, how that He gave Himself at Calvary's cross for our sins, and in that then He gave Himself so that we would have a means of redemption. But also as we look to the power of His resurrection and to identify that if we are in Christ, the One who has the power to save, not only can we rest assured concerning His resurrection, but good people also concerning the resurrection of the grave whenever Jesus Christ returns. We too shall be resurrected. And today I ask you, do you trust in Jesus Christ, the One who has been resurrected and the power that He has to save? But also, do you live your life according to His standards? Our God speaks to us through His inspired Word. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And God wants us not only to come to understand who He is, but to realize His plan of salvation and then to embrace that, to obey Him. But then having obeyed Christ in baptism, our God wants us to repent, to turn away from the ways of the world and to walk according to New Testament Christianity, to live our lives according to the standards that He describes, that He spells out so clearly in Scripture. And today I ask you, do you live your life according to the standards of God, or are you living your life however you choose or like the rest of the world? And if you are living like the world and away from God, you're in a lost condition. And the Bible very clearly identifies that to us. Do you truly love the Lord? There would have been people when Jesus lived here upon the face of the earth that would have said, if you'd ask them, do you love Christ? Do you love Jesus? And I'm going to say that a good bit of them would have said, well, yes. He's a good man. His brothers, family. Well, yes. He's a good sibling. We've had a lot of good times together. People that He healed. Do you love Him? Oh, He done wonderful things for me. But do you really love Him? You say, Kevin, what do you mean? You know I love you. You remember the conversation that Jesus and Peter had? Do you love me? And Peter loved the Lord, but he loved Him with phileo, which is a brotherly love. And Jesus said, no, do you love me? Do you love me with an agape love? A love that supersedes any other type of love. A love that says, I love you no matter what. A love that says, I love you unto the end. A love that says, I'm going to do everything that you command of me. A love that says, Lord, I'm not going to allow anything to get in my way. Lord, I'm going to live my life for you no matter what. Do you love the Lord the way in which God expects us to love the Lord? In Luke chapter 10 and verse 27, we understand is that we are to love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. What does that mean? We are to love God with every fiber of our being. What does it mean to love the Lord with all of our being? Jesus said in the book of John chapter 14 and verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Today I ask, do you love the Lord that much to where you have kept His commandments or obeyed His commandments to become a Christian? And if you have not, and you love the Lord that much, what keeps you from it? Don't get bogged down with the world. Don't get caught up in the crowd. Work your way around them as the woman did to get to Christ, to submit to Christ, to surrender to Christ, and to allow Christ to change your life, to forgive you of sin, and to give you a new focus on life that leads unto an eternal life in heaven with our God. Have you been washed by the cleansing blood of Christ? Or if you are a member of the church and you've fallen back into the ways of the world, step away from the world and step up to be with the Lord.